The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed!
Easily offended...
Get over yourself!
Oh, you got a gigantic stick up your... Might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show on online gaming radio!
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours on Gentle Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
do. I'm just glad I got my ale.
Get started!
Back off! I got it in a tongue, I'm not the thing to use it!
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertainical, mathematical, practical
thing. This is what we call Gentle Silverwing Show!
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello, everyone, this is the Gentle Silverwing Show for the 28th of February, 2012. I am your host, Gentle Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the burning of my loins, the tamer, the fine armor, the brewer of beer, and the reading of heaven, Gerardi's warning at the top of the show.
Okay,
hailing greetings.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the in-game chat channel, which is OGR on the Antonia Bale server. That's up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elkwin's videos, and get all of our social links, much, much more, you can find them at kithycore.org. How are we doing today, Elkwin?
Doing okay.
Just okay?
Well, yeah.
How come you're never doing fantastical or
I don't know. There, I'm doing fantastical. How's that?
People at work ask me how
I'm
doing.
Fantastical, too.
Well, there you go, then. See, this is the reason we haven't returned on this one against Weapon Show. It's always you!
It's not!
You claim it's not you, but it
you
is!
You provoked me!
That's how I deal with people at work. How are you doing today, man? Fantastic. All right. Put a little, God, what the hell's the name of that comedian? Crossdresser. Oh, God.
Izzard?
Yes, Eddie Izzard. Fantastic. So that's how I deal with people at work. I go all weird on them. Fantastic. All right, so, we're here?
We are?
We're here, and it's leap year.
I am not leaping anywhere.
Well, it is leap year, and tomorrow...
So what does it leap over?
Well, we can cover that a little bit later on. I actually have some notes on my end about that. But leap year, this is the year we have 29 days in February.
Extra payday.
Well, yeah, for some people. Not for me particularly, but mine's every 2 weeks. So an extra day is not going to really make a difference there.
Well...
So it doesn't matter on the month. I mean, I can have, 3 pay periods a month or 4. And I think even... No, not 5. What the hell am I talking about? But that extra day is really not going to help me much.
It's still 8 hours worth of pay that you didn't have before.
Well, yeah. That's true. So a little bit of overtime there. I'm actually going to turn my mic up a little bit here. I'm looking at my meter. I'm like, well, you're blasting over me. There we go. All right. Well, I don't want to read it out. There we go. All right. I'm here, and it's leap year. All right. So let's see what I have in the notes. Let's start off with our birthdays, shall we? We do have several birthdays this week. Some of which, again, I apologize if I don't have your character name. I do have your real names. Well, that's just the way you are on my Facebook page. Birthdays for this week. Susan Zenonian? Okay. Susan Zanonian, Eric Morgan. I'm not sure if he's playing anymore, to be honest with you. He tried it for a while. It was actually a friend of mine from back in New Hampshire. Lisa Green, who played Eleusis on the Antonia Vale server. I believe she's left EverQuest at this point. Nick McLaren this week. If you listened to the music before the show, you heard a song called Device. I believe it's a cover from another band. That was Nick McLaren singing that. I thought it sounded fantastic.
I thought it was really good.
I don't know the original song, so I can't compare it with the other song, but I thought it sounded great.
I wouldn't want to listen to the original song after listening to that.
That's right. To hell with the original band, whoever the hell you are. I don't know. All right, let's see here. And, dun-da-da-da, Den Mother.
Yep, 5 days before your birthday.
I don't have a birthday. I was hatched.
Yeah, well, scrambled eggs.
Yeah. All right, so for those lovely five people, here come the birthday trolls.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you!
Alrighty, so congratulations on living yet another year. Let's see, so we did have one death I wanted to announce. Anyone that grew up reading the Berenstain Bears, the Berenstain Bears, that is, Jane Berenstain, who wrote the Berenstain Bears, has died this week. I believe she was 80. Gone to join Dr. Seuss in the sky. Dr. Seuss, of course, he was rolling in his grave over the Lorax and other...
You think so?
I don't know. I haven't seen the movie, but just from the previews I've seen, oh, for God's sakes.
Oh, can't you have fun?
No.
Looks like a fun movie.
I suppose. But, you know, how do you take a 20-page children's book... that, you know, if you took the illustrations out, would have been a 2-page book, and make a 90-minute movie out of it.
I don't know. How do you think they did Cat in the Hat?
I didn't like that one. I'm sorry. I didn't like Cat in the Hat. The Mike Myers movie.
I think he got ribbed about that, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Alrighty. So, yeah. Jane Berenstain... gone to meet Dr. Seuss in the sky. Alright, I do want to mention right now that we have a new contest starting as of today. You can find many details on said contest at kithicore.org. I'm actually going to go there right now so I can read exactly what I wrote. Kithicore.org. And the first post there says contest. So, let's see, contest... and what I have written here says, Elkwin Jenna has gotten Jethel killed many, many times.
Oh.
Sometimes it was tragic. Sometimes it was dumb. Other times it was hilarious. We're asking fans to put their characters' bodies on the line. Send us a screenshot of a funny or creative way of dying in Norrath. The winner will receive, drumroll please, I don't have a drumroll sound effect, damn it. You will receive a key, the key code to unlock EverQuest 2 Age of Discovery. Now you can use that for yourself, either upgrade your current account, have a second account, I don't care, or invite a friend. They have the full thing of Age of Discovery. Matter of fact, we have 5 of those that we'll be giving out over the next few months. So keep an eye at kithicore.org for more information. Yes, we want screenshots. I have broadened my horizons. I know I originally said I didn't want photoshopping. But, you know, that can make it even funnier.
That's what I said.
That can make it funnier. So the contest will run from tonight until the 13th of March. That gives you 2 weeks.
To be creative.
Be creative. Photoshopping is allowed. Captioning is allowed. But it must be screenshots taken from EQ2. No original artwork, no computer renders.
Yeah, because that sort of defeats the purpose.
Yeah, we want your character in a funny situation. Like I said, you can Photoshop it. Like you can Photoshop yourself being surrounded by a pack of gnolls or something. I don't know. But be creative, be funny. And whoever we think did the most creative, funny job will get the key for EverQuest 2 Age of Discovery. You know what I didn't ask? This just came to my mind. I didn't ask Ashleen and Brass if that key was for the Collector's Edition or Standard. I'm going to assume at this point Standard.
Yeah.
I will make sure to email Brass and Ashleen and ask them if it was the Collector's Edition or not, because I don't know at this point. And I'm not going to turn one in to find out. Because that would, you know, kind of ruin it for everyone else. So,
yeah.
So I'll find that out, and I will make an update to that post at kithacore.org. And we will find out. All right. So, you've got 2 weeks. Be creative. Be funny. Have your body spelling out something. I mean, hell, people used to do that in EQ1, actually, when they actually left corpses behind.
I know. I miss corpse art.
Yeah, it was called corpse art. People just made design, you know, kind of like crop circles, but it was corpses.
Mm-hmm. And the trick was to get your enough corpses before they start expiring.
Right, so you had to do it quickly. So, yeah.
Not too quickly, but...
Well, you know what I mean. Before they expire.
I don't know. It depends. If you had something on it, you had up to an hour.
Yeah.
Also, the level of the character. The problem is, every time you died, you de-leveled a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
No, anyway.
So, there you go. Karel on the Freeport server has the idea of taking a picture of himself in front of Mayong and Photoshop in sparklies. You know, kind of a Twilight type thing. Okay, so, yeah. So go nuts with that, guys. You can just reply to the post at kithacore.org. I have set it up so you can upload images. So go ahead and do that. And in 2 weeks, 2 weeks' time, on the 13th of March, we will announce our winner. So there we go. Oh, also, make sure to put in your character's server and character name. That way I know where to send the key code. Or key, whatever, code, whatever the hell you call it. I don't know. All right, so, here we go. Those of you who were listening to the top of the show, you heard some songs. I do want to give a shout out to local artists. Well, not local artists, but EverQuest artists in the real life. We heard... let me scroll down here. We heard Satin and Solace by Winter Laurel, or Princess Win-Win, here in EQ2. We heard... Walk My Own Mile by Local Strangers. Lead singer is Tamaril on the Antonia Bell server, and she just logged in, so there we go. Let's see here. And we also heard Device by Nick McLaren. I don't know what his character name in-game or what server he's on, but I know he plays EQ2, and I talked to him earlier this week, and I've got 4 of his songs downloaded. We'll play them, you know, throughout our showtime. You know, not all tonight, but we'll play them. I like playing stuff like that. If you are a singer, an artist, or anything like that you'd like to have featured on the Gentle Silverwing Show, by all means, send me an email, send me a tell, go by the website, by Facebook, Twitter. It's all available at kitthecore.org/social. Let me know. I'd be more than happy to put you on here. Just no parodies. That's my gig. Right, hon?
Yes.
That's my gig.
Okay.
All right, so... Okay, we're 15 minutes into the show. We're done. Good night. No. No, we actually have notes. Can you believe it? incredible. It's awesome. Speaking of incredible and awesome, did you happen to catch... Were you watching along with us in the other room, hon? Watching the Napoleon Dynamite cartoon?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, was that weird.
Remember when I said, what the hell?
Gosh!
Derek, can I have some water, please?
Yeah, get her some water. Get that woman some water. You did not turn off your mic.
I thought I did. Is this on now? Wait a minute. Off? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
On. What?
That's weird. Okay, now you're off.
On?
Yep.
Off?
Can still kind of hear you, actually.
Well, I don't know.
That's weird. Wait a minute.
Okay, everybody,
wait, I need water.
So the boy's being a water boy.
Okay, is your phone right in front of you?
Yes.
Tap your phone. Okay, it's not that. All right.
It's hello.
No, if you have your your phone hooked up to your computer, it can be set up as a microphone device.
Hmm?
So if you have your phone hooked up to your computer, it can be set up as a microphone device. That happened to us before.
It's not even plugged into the computer.
Okay, well, I'm just saying.
I'm gonna gargle again.
You go ahead and gargle. Okay, so let's see here.
I can almost do the EverQuest theme that way.
Nice. All right, so let's see here. The big news this week.
Mm-hmm.
Domino has left Sony Online Entertainment. Domino is gone. There is no more Domino.
Not really. She's still around. She
plays, but the character of Domino is gone. She's under a different name now.
Yeah, but it. So it's still Emily.
Domino. The pipes are calling.
I mean, the last tweet she did, she said something about. She's looking into cooking. And there was one class she was looking at that was called Hands on Sausage.
Hands on Sausages?
Yeah. No, Sausage. Oh. Hands on Sausage.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Can't say I've heard of that one, but.
Well, I don't know.
So what is her new name? I don't have it in front of me.
It was Peapod or something like that.
Hmm.
Now you're going to have to make me look. And I don't know if I have a tweet from her.
They're saying in the channel that a guild on the Antonio Bale server will be finding out that their Ratonga Dirge was her all along. I have actually gotten... somebody leaked it to me. Oh, someone just said it in the channel, so... I was going to say someone told me, but I haven't been told directly from Domino, so I wasn't going to say anything, but Jessa Wynn just mentioned it in the channel.
I would repeat it. Pentapod.
Pentapod?
Pentapod is what she's going by in the tweets.
Pentapod. Yeah, I understand Lintessa, exactly what you're saying in the channel there. She was hoping that Lintessa was Domino all this time. I was kind of hoping. I was hoping it was Cheez-It. It was like, who is Cheez-It? Could it be Domino in disguise?
Maybe it was.
Hmm. So Domino is gone. And Holly, what's her last name?
Well, I don't remember, but I know she's going by Windstalker now.
Yeah, she's going by Holly Windstalker, but that's not actually her last name, of course. But, yeah, Holly Windstalker, whatever her last name is, I can't remember. God, she's going... now I'll never get her on the show. Longdale, thank you. Holly Longdale has taken her place. So, hopefully, we can get Holly on the show. I mean, I tweeted and Facebooked when Holly was first hired. I didn't realize, hired to replace Domino, but that, Holly Windstalker is one of the great martyrs of Kithacor. Was murdered for following the code of Kithacor. So we welcome our Holly Windstalker and hopefully get her on the show and introduce her to everyone. And so there we go.
Certainly try.
Yes. Ooh, Uber Fuzzy is on. Wow, I haven't seen Uber Fuzzy in a long time. Hey, Uber. How's it going? You remember that...
Holly took Smoke Jumper's place, not Domino.
No, Smoke Jumper's still the producer, isn't he?
I need a scorecard anymore.
Yeah, we need a scorecard. Everyone can. Although I have to say, given the last few years, I'm going to say the producer position is pretty. You know, sometimes you think that's the top of the ladder. No, that's the next step out the door.
From the, I'm beginning to wonder.
Every time someone takes a producer position, they don't last. They go. They're out the door. What the hell?
I think it's cursed.
Okay, Loopy from the Freeport server is saying that Smoke Jumper went to EQ Next.
Mm-hmm.
So Holly's taking his position then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Smoke Jumper is the producer of all things EverQuest. So EverQuest 1, EverQuest 2, and then EQ Next.
Right.
Okay, so Domino is gone.
I knew he's still in the mix somewhere.
Holly's in, and Amir is no longer our EQ2 relations manager. Haven't really heard much from Amira's since her maternity leave, but apparently they've shuffled her around and she's doing other things now. I guess she's doing Free Realms primarily. So we wish her luck in that. Was never able to get her on the show. We did get Greg on, her husband, but never got it. Mira's on the show. So I have put out notice to Linda that I do want to get Paestro, the Paestro. Paestro, get it? Like Maestro, mm-hmm. But he's the Paestro. Yeah, I do want Paestro, our new EQ2 Community Relations Manager. I do want him to come on the show and introduce himself to everyone. And Brass says that as soon as Paestro's table is clear for an evening, we'll see what we can do. So more than likely we'll be getting Paestro as soon as he's done having his massive heart attack from taking over the position.
Okay.
All right. I think that would be weird, though. Getting shuffled, just getting shuffled around like that. What if you don't play the game you're getting moved to? Then you know nothing about it.
Well, I don't think they really move you to something you're not playing or familiar with, and I doubt that any Sony employee is not familiar, at least in some aspects, with the games that are going on around them.
I wonder if they're given a choice, or are they just kind of stuffed in there. Now you're doing Vanguard now. What? I don't want Vanguard. Yeah, well, whatever. I don't know.
I don't know.
You know, we'll ask Linda the next time she's on. You just shove people into holes somewhere and say, hey, here's the Free Realms hole. Get in there! Get in the hole! Yeah, I don't know. We'll ask. So, yes, Paestro is now our EQ2 Community Relations Manager. We'll try to get him on the show. Amira's is in Free Realms. And, God, I'm going to butcher this name. Zatozia, who used to be...
Zatozia.
Who used to be Star Wars Galaxies. Is now in Vanguard. So I'm glad that she didn't lose her job when the...
Zatozia has been around a long time.
Oh, yes, I know.
She comes from EverQuest.
Mm-hmm. I remember the first time I went down to visit the guys at Sony, she gave me a big hug.
She's nice. She is.
She's a very nice person. I love her to pieces. We just haven't been playing the same game.
I know. She was in EQ 2 for a while, I think.
Oh, yeah?
For a little short while.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Okay, so they're playing the SOE shuffle. As they did a few years ago. They did that a few years ago.
What do you mean? When Amira's, moving everybody around?
Yeah, when Amira's first took over the EQ2 relations position. She was originally in EQ1, I think, but they changed everyone around. I think they're trying to do it every couple of years, maybe. That could be the plan. You know what I mean?
Well,
keep everyone on their toes.
Becoming bored.
Yep. Can't be bored and complacent. All right. Other events going on in a few days will be the City Festival. The Traveling Festival is going to be traveling to Darklight.
Dun dun dun.
The Darklight Woods. Did I just hiccup? Sorry about that. The Darklight Woods.
That means red.
Purple.
Right? No.
Purple.
Yeah. Red stuff.
Purple.
Purple?
Purple. Red is Gorowin. So this will be the purple and black stuff.
Is it purple and black? Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Gorwin is the red stuff. Well, they're saying blue, but it's...
Yeah, it's blue.
It's still freaking purple, okay? It's an offshoot of blue somewhere. But anyway, that's going to be in the Darklight Woods starting on the 1st.
Teal, I would agree.
Fine, teal. That'll be starting on the 1st, Darklight Woods, just outside of Nariac. Not too close to the guard, so, you know, people can actually go there without getting their asses kicked.
I can kick the asses of the guards.
Well,
anytime.
I know, but what if someone level 1 tries to go over there, you know? You gotta sneak. Gotta be sneaky. Sneaky.
Just ask a level 90 to go kick some butt. That guard looked at me funny! Okay. 50 arrows. Dead guard.
What if they try to trick you?
What do you mean?
That guard was being mean to me! Alright, just a minute. Wait a minute, my faction just went down!
It's not Bristlebane Day!
Very true. But, hey, it doesn't have to be Bristlebane Day for halflings to, you know, cause mischief.
Bristlebane Day is coming soon enough.
It is. Bristlebane Day, but before that will be Brel Day.
Brew Day!
Brew Day! And we're going to try like hell to get Linda on here so we can talk about Brew Day. Linda's favorite time of the year.
But yeah. Linda's not a Brew Day elf.
No, she's a Brew Day dwarf. There are no Brew Day elves.
That's true.
Brew Day dwarves. So, yes, we'll try like heck to get Linda on here before Brew Day so we can talk about Brew Day. And remember, what happens on Brew Day doesn't necessarily stay on Brew Day.
No. That's why I like Brew Day.
Let's see here. Kirel is telling us that Brew Day 2012 is currently on the test server.
Yeah, and Zam's got a sneak peek going on.
Mm-hmm. And what are these chronoportals that I've been hearing about? What's going on with
those? Well, if you look at the calendar, the thing is, I'm not sure if it's really true, but if you look at the calendar,
let me take a look at the calendar.
In-game calendar, and you scroll over to March. Chronoportals. Now, last year, the chronoportals showed up, and they gave you a chance to travel back in time and space.
Oh, that's right.
To the older days of Norath. You remember that one zone we went into, and they had camp checks going on? I loved it.
Yep. And then you can go kick Fippy Dogpar's ass.
And you end up with...
okay. I forgot.
With plushies of them. And I really like that. I wish I had more.
Yep.
I look at them sometimes and go, wow, I wish I could have gotten a second one of those.
Well, you're going to be able to now.
I don't know. Because if you look at everything, we've got Brew Day.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bristlebane Day.
Uh-huh.
Moonlight Enchantments,
yes.
And Kino City Festivals. I mean, all happening fairly close together there, so I don't know.
Well, I guess we're just going to have to find out, huh? According to this, the Chrono Portal and the Moonlight Enchantments are going on at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
On the same days. How fair is that?
I don't know. They may change that. I mean, we're only...
Wow.
Well, you know, they got one more day to change stuff.
One more month.
I don't know. I don't remember how long the Chrono Portals lasted. I think it was for a week, but I'm not certain. It was more than just one day.
Well, they got to change
it
on the calendar.
It says here the 20th through the 28th, which means it will overlap Bristlebane Day by like a day. But it will start the same time as Moonlight Enchantments.
Yeah. Okay, well.
But they got Moonlight Enchantments running from the 20th to the 22nd.
Yes.
So, well, at least there be... Nobody should be able to say, I got nothing to do.
Hmm. All right. Well, yeah. So, March is going to be chock full of stuff. All right. So, we got that going on. I look forward to kicking Fippy Dog Par's ass one more time. Actually, you know, that's going to be the one-year anniversary of me being interviewed on SOE on their podcast.
True.
The video cast, that is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Nick, the death metal guy from work.
Yeah.
Saw that video and he's like, that's friggin' awesome. All right, so let's see. Notes. We have notes. We don't normally have notes.
And he actually shared his notes with me this time.
Well, it's kind of hard to share notes, you know, when I'm always changing them and stuff, but we're now using Google Docs. Google Documents. Tell him to shut up, please.
Did you hear that?
What?
What? Okay, I guess you didn't hear it.
Okay. Okay, so let's see here. I am liking what they're doing so far with the EQ2 player site. That's up and running now.
I saw that.
Have you had a chance to go and browse around in there?
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, so you can see just how pathetic Jethel is compared to every other ranger on the server. God, I'm horrible.
Wait a minute. Let me bring my session ended. So give me a second. I gotta log back in. All that typing.
That's one thing I don't like about the site. You have to log in every time. They're not keeping you logged in. Well, come on. I said sign in. There we go. Username. Password. There we go. And go to My Characters, which is always fun. And that is now working.
Now, how many deaths have you had?
Let me see. Let me change to Jethel. Newbie came up. Well, come on. Finish loading or something. I might have some trouble here. There we go. Doofu, Cheez-It, Jethel. There we go. Okay. So, most deaths by a player. Apparently, I have gotten 692 deaths. How about you?
692?
Yes. Most of them are from you.
That's all?
Yes. What do you got?
Well, I'm going to look at magic hits by player.
What?
Go look at magic hits by player.
No, how many deaths have you had?
Really?
You're the one that brought it up.
2,590.
Nice, nice. Crap. So it can be said that El Quinjeta lays down on the ground. Oh! Oh, brother. Okay, magic hits by player?
Yes. Okay, wait a minute.
What?
Go to the next one down. Most kills by a player. How many total kills have you had?
Hold on a second. Most kills? Probably not much. I don't do a whole lot anymore. Let's see. By Jethel, 44,566.
I have 156,492.
Yeah, well, you go raiding and stuff, and you go,
yeah.
And you do a lot of shiny hunting, and you kill stuff when you're doing that and stuff. I RP a lot.
Which is probably why I die more often.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, what about magic hits by player?
Magic hits by player. Let me see here. 716,000. Now, what is magic hit by player? What do you got?
716,000?
Yes, that's what I have. 716,000.
I have 709.
No, so we're pretty close.
709,192.
Okay, so we're pretty close on that one. Max melee hit. I haven't even looked at this. Wow, not as much as I thought. Max melee hit is 152,000.
360,708.
Yeah. Oh, I have to do it just to torture myself. Compare Jethel with True Flight. Okay, let's see. Waiting for it to do whatever the hell it's going to do. Oh, here we go. Alright, let's see. Max melee hit. Oh, yeah. So my max melee hit is 152,000. True Flight's is 400,000.
Wow.
But then again, he's much better geared than I am.
He's better geared than me, even.
Mm-hmm. No, that's the way it goes. But you know what?
I look better.
I look a lot better than him, so... There we go. Okay, so... The EQ2 player site is up, by all means. Check it out at your own leisure. So, let's see. You can check out your character stats and information. Check out your own equipment. Check out your appearance equipment.
And you can compare it with other people.
Yep, compare it with other people. Side-by-side comparisons. With one other person, that is. You can't, like, line up a whole bunch of people. But you can see your rankings. Check out your alt characters. Unfortunately... doesn't seem to be a way to block people from checking out your alts, like it was on the old EU2 players.
It was all or nothing.
Yeah. So it's all or nothing on this new one.
Right now.
Yeah. So just saying, folks at Sony listening into the podcast, may want to put something on there, because some people don't want their alts known. So there we go. So let's look up player... Domino.
Ow.
Wow, there's a lot of dominoes there, actually. There we go. Domino Halfling, Dirge on the test server. Ooh, I'm going to check out Domino. Oh, I see. It's giving me a side-by-side comparison with Domino. All right. What is he equipped with? Nothing! Okay, well, so yeah, you can check out other players, check out your own players, of course. I used to annoy the crap out of some people in the guild. They would make alts and try to RP with me. I'm sorry, I got into the habit of, if I don't know someone, I automatically check out EQ2 players to see, who is this? Who's giving me shit? Oh, it's Cheddarella. Yeah. You should annoy the crap out of people.
I don't see any place on here to either,
What?
To do anything.
To do what?
Well, not to show anything at all.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There doesn't seem to be anything here for privacy settings. So, yep, something to think about there, Sony web developers. Some privacy options might be nice. Alright, so what else we got here? Achievements. There is an AA calculator as well, if you want to check out how you'd be with a certain AA line or whatever. You can check that out there. Check out your guild roster. And then, of course, the side-by-side comparison with other characters. Alright. But it does look really nice. It looks great. It's a lot more functional than the old... than the old EQ2 players. I would say definitely get some privacy settings up there. Just in case people don't want their characters checked out.
The alts, yeah.
Yeah. Oh no, they're going to go to Jethel and see that I have a character named Peacher. That I haven't played in a very long time. Let's see, level 40, same level as we left it in. That was a character that we tried doing. How far can we get in 8 hours? And I got to level 40. Let's see, character info. Time played. Why is it still showing me Domino? Oh, stop comparing, there you go. You have to hit the stop comparing button. No, that didn't stop comparing. What the hell, man? Okay, that's kind of weird. But anyway. Okay, so let's see what else is in my notes here. Let's delete those from the notes so I know I already took care of them. Already took care of the death. Already took care of the contest info. But we will go over the contest again a little bit later on for people who want to participate.
Oh, man. I've died more than True Fight 2.
That doesn't surprise me. Okay, you know what I think we're going to do?
But I've killed more than he has. I have more kills.
Oh, yeah?
I have more magic hits than him.
Okay.
But he has higher melee by 40,000. I come at 360,000, and he comes in at 400,000.
Okay.
Am I saying that right?
I don't know. Okay, so. Are you prepared?
For what?
It's time to play Kiting Elkman.
Ah!
Hold on tight. You know she's a little bit dangerous.
It's time to play Kiting Elkman. Right here on the Gentle Silverwing Show.
Hold on tight. You know she's a little bit dangerous.
Okay, it's time to play Kiting Elkman. The 10 questions of doom. Doom, I tell you. Here's how we play, folks. We got 10 random knowledge questions for Elkman. She's going to try to answer the best she can. If she gets, for example, if she gets 5 correct, then I will be looking for someone to... I will be looking for the 5th tell to me, and that person will win a random item from the spy box. Isn't that exciting?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we have 10 questions. Some of them are easy. Some of them are medium. Some of them you're probably never going to get in a million years, but we can't have you getting 10 for 10, can we? Of course not.
I could try.
Well, I suppose.
That's my goal in life. It's very small.
All right, so let's see here. Do-do-do-do, kind of eloquent. Let me get my sound effects in here. Okay. Are you ready?
I guess so.
All right. Every 4 years, we make an adjustment to our calendars called leap year. Why?
Because we have this extra day and we have to use it once every 4 years?
I'll give that one to you. Not quite, but I'll give it to you.
It adds up.
The International Rare Disease Day is celebrated when? Rare Disease Day.
I don't know.
So you're saying you don't know on that one?
No!
What popular candy commercials have been heralding the Easter season since 1987?
Cadbury.
Virginia has an odd candidate for Senate. His name is Hank. What makes him so special?
He's a dog?
Nope, sorry. Maine has, the state of Maine, has reported a new state record caught off the coast this week. What was it?
Lobster.
Correct.
That was a guess.
Well, Maine, lobster, go figure. What mythological creature is part eagle, part lion?
Griffin.
Who are, arguably, the smallest civilized race in Norath?
Who, what?
Who are the smallest civilized race of Norath?
Fays and Erisai?
No, sorry. Number 8. What?
I know now.
No, it's too late.
Damn it, it was brownies.
Stop.
Okay.
What creature is dragon-like, but only has 2 legs and wings, like a bat?
It's the dragon is the D-R-A-V-O-G something. They're up in sky.
What? No, sorry. What is the common name for the terrifying outlaw sometimes called frisky two times.
Puss in Boots.
Leap year is also a tradition time for women to do what?
Ask men to marry them. Sadie Hawkins.
Correct. All right. Let me see here. You got... Oh, crap. You know what? I forgot.
What? Don't you're going to make me answer them again.
I have to remember. Hold on.
Oh, no.
Okay, I gave you one. I can't believe I forgot to keep score.
Oh, God.
Let me go through them real quick here. Hold on a sec. You got that one correct. You got that one wrong.
Alright, you're doing that, I'm
going to
gargle.
Or not. You gargle. You go right ahead. You got that one right. Got that one wrong. Okay, that's enough of that. Hey. That's really what? Fucking annoying.
Oh, sorry. Get out of here. Hey. Yo. Eric? I'm going to take that stuff.
Okay, so you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct. Shut the dog up, please. That means shutting the kid up.
I'm trying, but the duct tape won't stick.
All right, so you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 correct. So let me... damn it. Okay, hold on a second. Send tell now. Go ahead and send me a tell now. The 7th person to send me a tell will receive an item from the swag box. Again, if you have one in the last month, let's give someone else a chance. But yeah, go ahead and start sending tells. Number 7 will receive an item from the swag box. Now let's go ahead and go over these answers. Every 4 years, we make an adjustment called leap year. Why? It's not a full day. It's like... Every 4 years, it's like 6 hours. Or something like that. So we use the... every 4 years equals a day. So it's like... So it's like 8 hours or something like that.
So if you're born tomorrow, do you only have a birthday every 4 years? And if you're married tomorrow, do you only celebrate every 4 years too?
Well, that some people do that. There is a woman, actually, I was looking up weird news. That's how we came up the lobster thing. Mm-hmm. I was looking up weird news, and some woman is celebrating her 21st birthday, and she's like 80.
What?
She was born on December 29th. And you only get a birthday every 4 years. But, no, I mean, officially you do have a birthday. So, don't sweat it. We still need more people sending a tell there, folks. Send tells, get stuff. All right, let's go over more stuff here. International Rare Disease Day is celebrated on February 29th, the leap day. It's a rare day. So
that's bad. Okay. That's just bad.
Cadbury Cream Eggs, that damn commercial has been running since 1987. I looked it up. Okay, Virginia has a new candidate for Senate. His name is Hank. What makes him so special? You almost got it. He's a cat.
Oh, well.
And apparently he has his own Twitter account going and everything. Yeah, a cat is running for Senate. Okay, let's see here. Number 5, Maine has reported a 27-pound lobster has been caught off the coast of Maine this week.
I think they turned it loose, too, afterwards.
Yes, yes, they turned it loose. Although that is not the largest lobster ever caught. That
no, I was going to say, that can't be the largest one.
No, the world record...
it was a 40-pound, wasn't it?
44.
Yeah.
44 pounds, and I think it was off Nova Scotia or something like that. But, yeah, it was 44 pounds. Okay, mythological creature that is part eagle, part lion, is, of course, the griffin. The smallest civilized race are the brownies. Yes, you got it afterward.
Well, civilized. I was thinking...
I didn't say playable. I said civilized. They have their own town. They have their own...
Mayor
and stuff like that. So, yeah.
I don't know how civilized they are. They attack you. You know.
All right, let's see here. What creature is dragon-like but only has 2 legs and wings, like a bat? Wyverns. Wyverns. Now what the hell were you thinking of?
They're Dragnas or Drognas.
Dragnid. No, not Dragnids.
They're up in sky. They look like
right,
walking.
But they have legs, arms.
They got two legs and they got wings.
And they have arms as well. Wyverns do not have arms, they're part of their wings.
That's true.
Drakota. Thank you, Sir.
Drakota. Thank you. I know it was DR or something.
Okay. The common name for the terrifying outlaw. The terrifying
what?
Outlaw that is called Frisky Two Times. It's Puss in Boots. Yes. That was a great movie. I love that.
Frisky Two Times. I know. You're going to take that as a non-deplore, aren't you?
And, of course, leap year is also a traditional time for women to ask men to marry them. Sadie Hawkins. All right. So, let's see. Who has won? Who is number 7? Let's see here.
Hey.
One. Will you please tell him to shut up? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's going... Pelidus? Pelidus. I think that's how you pronounce it. Pelidus. On the Antonia Vale server. Has won a random item from the swag box. Pelidus, please send Jethel an in-game mail with your real name and mailing address so I can mail you a random item from the swag box. And we'll try to get that out this week. Let me see here. Pelidus, there we go. Okay, he's saying Pelidus. Pelidus. All right, Pelidus then. Congratulations, you have won a random item from the swag box. Go ahead and send me your shipping information, and I'll mail that out. And such ends another episode of Kiting Elkman. I think you had more fun with Kiting Jethel, though.
Well, I can always do that.
Let's have, you know, we can alternate it.
Yeah.
You can come up with 10 questions for me for next week.
True.
I have nothing wrong. I have no problem with that. Because I'm always kicking ass. Oh, yeah. All right. Let's see here. I think we're going to take a music break.
Sounds like a plan.
We're going to take a music break. We're going to be back in like 10 minutes or so. And when we come back, we got more notes, more things to talk about. We may even talk about things that piss us off.
Ooh.
That pissed off a lot of people this week.
Oh.
So, we're going to talk about it. Well, as much as we can. What is it? What are we talking about? Do we even know what the hell we're talking about? We don't know! But we'll be back in like 10 minutes.
Online Gaming Radio's Pearls of Wisdom. Air is human, but to really screw things up, it takes a computer.
Alrighty, we have returned. Elkin, are you with me?
I think so.
Alright. Well, I can hear you, so I'm assuming.
No, I'm speaking to you from the outer void.
From the beyond. Okay. Alright, well, I think we need to talk about Procebian Sat.1. Whatever the fuck that is.
What the hell is... That's a terrible name.
That's a horrible name. They shouldn't have gone with it just for that fucking name. Yeah. Well...
All I can say is, boy, what a firestorm that was.
Well, you know, I think they handled it wrong. They handled the announcement very wrong. And this is how, I mean, this is how I saw the announcement. Everyone seems to love it. It's getting great reviews. And I'm like, love what? What the fuck are you talking about, Smed? And I look at it, I'm like, ooh. Are you kidding me? What it should have been, or what I should have seen first, was, hey, we're thinking about doing this. Let's get feedback. What do you think about this?
No.
Not.
That's not how that corporations do that.
Not. This is what we're doing.
That's basically what corporations do.
Oh, boy. So, I am going to speak minimally on this, because as Smedley and everyone at Sony has been tweeting all day long, they've come to arrangements to not break up the communities. I know there probably is still concerns about security. You know, there were some worries about, oh, they're wonderful with customer security and blah, 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 and then somebody linked to a post on their forums, on this ProSiebian whatever forums, with a list of usernames, and I guess it was how much they owed, or something like that.
Well, I read later that's not what they owed. It was what...
Oh, what was it?
They were buying, or they couldn't... I mean, they've got fake money, too, you know?
Right. But still, that's not information you should have out there.
Yeah, all of that, I guess. Yeah. I don't
but,
know.
But notably, that post was from a few years ago. It wasn't current. It wasn't recent.
Yeah, they're not doing it that way anymore. Right.
Well, we hope not anyway. But I'm not going to speak a whole lot on this because everyone at Sony has been tweeting all day long that they've come to new arrangements, new agreements. They're going to keep the community together. I am waiting for an official press release on this because I don't want to get anyone's dander up. And then
what we can talk about is every time there seems to be some sort of change to the game, one way or another,
everyone freaks the fuck out.
Everybody freaks the friggin' out, yeah. And in this case, it really upset a lot of players because it wasn't just changing the game. It was the possibility of, well, more than the possibility,
losing
of disrupting
friendships,
which is what makes this game.
Right. I mean, the community is the only reason I'm playing this game. I mean, well, okay. That was taken wrong. It's not the only reason. I think EverQuest 2 is one of the best games out there. But it's definitely the community that keeps me doing this, at least.
Mm-hmm.
The community is great. And they were talking initially about breaking up the community. Region locking.
Yeah, and they did try that once before, and it didn't work out. And I don't know...
Well, when the game first started, wasn't it? The Japanese servers were separate, and the American players couldn't play on them or something like that. And German, I believe, that was the same way. So, but they got rid of that, of course. But you know, it was like, hey, everyone, remember when we brought the entire world community together and it was so great? Yeah, we're going back on that. Yeah, that wasn't a great way.
Well, you know,
things.
I asked Eric to try creating a character on one of the European servers in WoW, and he was not allowed to.
Right. So World of Warcraft is doing that.
You tried, and you didn't. Wasn't allowed to. And I don't know if European players can play on U.S. servers in WoW or not.
Right. So I'm not gonna.
It just
about
always
the fact
just amazes me how stirred up the community gets on these things.
I know. Every time it's like,
wow,
that's it,
guys.
I'm leaving, that's the last straw. I'm just waiting for this moment, and I know it would happen this way. Hi, everyone. Just wanted to let you know we're changing the font on our servers. No! Not our precious font! Come on, people. Really? And you know it would happen!
I know. And but the thing is, you know, the players did have valid points.
Oh, yes. But what we're talking about is people overreacting.
Well, I'm quitting the game because of this.
Yeah, and then you're still there a month after it happened. Yeah, come on.
You know, I don't know. I take EverQuest for good or bad.
It's kind of like living in the U.S. sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah.
You just got to take the good with the bad. And I'm saying that as a citizen of the United States. You got to take the good with the bad sometimes. I think that's why we're more, sometimes we're a bit more accepting of things.
Well, when I heard about it, all I could think of is, oh, well, that's not going to be great for Surgeon.
Right, because we, Surgeon and GaffUp.
Yeah, I mean, what's going to happen to them? Is our friendship with them at an end? Sure, they would be grandfathered in, but, you know, I don't know how much they would put up with to stay.
Yeah, yeah.
If this other company is not as obliging as Sony is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen? Are they just going to leave?
Yeah.
So I was a little concerned about that. I don't know why nobody ever thought about some of the points that were brought up, but, you know, I've learned by working in a corporation, nobody knows all the answers to everything anymore. I mean, the company I worked for was, you know, was a family business. It went from family business and it started growing, and then eventually now it's corporation.
Yeah.
But at one point in time, if I needed to find out something, I could ask one person. And they would say, oh, well, I don't know, but I'll find out. Now it's, oh, well, that's not my department.
Mm-hmm.
I don't handle that anymore. You have to go talk to this person. And it's like, really? You're sitting right next to the person and I have to talk to them instead of, you know. But it goes that way. I feel like we're monkeys on a chain. You're always got your hand up above you for the person above to hand stuff down. So you can hand it to the person below who's waiting for stuff for you, but you can't do it till the person above gives it to you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's not always fruit that comes down. So, instead of a whole bunch of monkeys on the tree running around doing stuff, we're all on a chain.
Yeah.
So that's a corporation.
But, you know, I do like, pardon me. I do like Cheddarbello's comment on there where we're talking about taking the good with the bad. You take the good, you take the bad, you take it both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta grow, and so you grow, and now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. Anyway.
Okay.
Sorry, just had to do that. I'm a comedy guy. What do you expect from me?
I know. Well, hopefully they'll get it worked out where, you know, communities will not be forced to split. And we can all stay one big happy family. Because that's one thing that makes all the SOE games and stuff, I think, powerful. Is the fact that...
Absolutely. And that's what they were all tweeting
it's
today.
It's an international game. I mean, we could sit... You can tell when the Aussies come on or people from different parts of the world are coming on to play,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it's kind of neat because you kind of feel like you're passing on the world to the next people to take care of.
The change of the guard, yeah. It's like, you know, Surgeon... Sorry, that one snuck up on me. Surgeon takes care of the Legion of Kithacor at night?
Yeah. That sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. So,
you know, I use... And I can't see... I would be sad to have not ever met him because, well, he could play on a U.S. server.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the tweet says... let's see here, a few more tweets. Yeah, so the original tweet was, lots of good feedback from our player base about the existing... About our existing European communities, guilds, and servers, we will be discussing with Procibin. That was the one that got everyone's attention.
Mm-hmm.
And then he replied later on saying, just wanted to make sure you were all listening. and then a few days ago, you know, after the shitstorm happened, it was, we are working on a plan to ensure we won't split the communities up. More info to follow. And the one posted today... Or yesterday, I should say, I'm sorry. We've come up with a plan to allow all players to play on any servers they want. More details to follow. So we're waiting for a press release of some kind from Sony, hoping they're going to make everybody happy. I mean, you know, we've met Schmid. We've had him on the show. He wants his players to be happy. He does.
Well, they'll get it worked out. I mean... And if nothing else, you know it from history that they may do something for a while and then, you know, maybe it just really didn't work out and they drop it and they go back to doing what we were doing before or whatever.
Yeah,
it's
we'll
there's too many examples for me to bring up of stuff. But if you look at the past, you can know that, well, they change stuff.
Yep, stuff gets changed. That's all there is to it. So, so we will bring you more information. Check out kithacore.org, or, of course, always check out EverQuest2.com as more information comes. But, if there's one thing I can say about the community over the, past 10 years that I've been playing in NORATH is, for God's sakes, people, chill the hell out.
Well, we're just passionate players. What can we say?
We're passionate players, but sometimes we're like the old man. We're like the old people when new technology comes in. No, I like the rotary phone! Change bad! Shaking the cane, Change is bad! Hey, change can be for the good. If nothing ever changed, we never have any expansions. Rangers would still suck.
Although some people say we still do.
Yeah, but we don't suck like we did in 2005. When we gave up and went to World of Warcraft.
We didn't suck. It was just very hard to play the game at that time unless you had a full-fledged guild to... a solid group to, progress with.
All right. So, just hang tight. They're working on it. They're trying to work things out, and they will have a press release once things are worked out. So, chill. Have a chill pill. Go to the Maiden's Fancy on Thursday night. Relax. Watch some dancing girls. They got boobs.
Well, they do.
What's more relaxing than watching that? Okay, the Ratonga girls don't have boobs. Wait a minute, do they? I never noticed. Froglook girls don't. And we don't want to, don't even want to think about trolls. They're weapons. Okay. So, yeah. So, wait. It'll get better. Alright, let's see what else we got here. So everyone chill the fuck out. There's a snake pit brew pressed on Zan. We already covered that. I do have good knowledge that Dufu is actually working on a very important interview. I got word from him. He's flying out to California. Or he's hopped on his horse and he's going to California.
Well, that'll take him a while.
I know. So hopefully next week we will have an in-depth interview from Dufu the Drunken Dwarf.
Okay.
So something about going to Brass's place, I don't know.
Really?
Well, let's hope it's an interview and not a lawsuit.
Did you warn her that he's on his way down?
We should probably warn her, huh?
I would think so.
Dear Brass.
So she could either hide the booze or get more. I don't know.
Probably get more. So, yeah. All right. You have been having trouble finding matching swords.
Oh, Lord. Yes.
I'm telling you, it's not hard. I mean, it's not easy.
Took me 2 or 3 days.
I know.
Because I wanted the... by running dungeons with the marks, you could buy the greater electricity thing.
Yeah.
A dormant.
Mm-hmm.
And so I bought two. And I was thinking, okay, what swords do I want to put them on? And I started looking through all, because I keep a lot of swords. I'm a clothes and our appearance equipment hoarder. I mean, I've got a bunch of stuff. I really should go through and get rid of it, because I'll probably not wear it. But I keep it, and I go, wow, that's kind of neat. Yeah, I can make an outfit out of that and put it back.
Yeah.
And then I never do. So I do the same thing with some swords. I think they're kind of cool. All right, I outgrow them, but I think they looked cool, so I don't want to get rid of them. So they're in there, too. So right now I'm going through all my swords, trying to, and you can't really research, another sword that looks like this one. There's one that you get from doing the Lucan, the Freeport line. It's a Lucan saber or something.
Yeah.
It's really cool. It's a thin blade, and it's got intricate black thing on the guard, and it's just really nice. And I thought, oh, wow, I'd really love to put the lightning on that. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't find another one to save, for the life of me to save. So then I found a couple swords I thought would that matched. Oh, okay, they're not lore. I could have, you know, put them both and couldn't use them.
Right.
Can't use player-made stuff. I was like, oh, okay. I didn't know. So then I started looking again. I found some other ones. Oh, these will work. Nope, can't use them. It has to be legendary or above to put these greater ones on.
Oh, that like, one oh, is.
Damn. So, I finally, you know, found something else that would work. You know, I didn't particularly... It would be alright. But, you know, what I really wish they would do is have another slot that is for appearance only. And if you put one sword in it, it will show up in both your spots. I don't see why not. You know how many swords and stuff I could get rid of if I could just pare it down to one? That one really cool Lucan sword that I got from the Freeport line, I could throw one on and just wear it in my appearance.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be cool. I'd love it. And then I would get rid of a bunch of swords that I don't need no more. Do you imagine how much space on the database that would free up if everybody did that?
Yep.
So, I don't know.
I mean, I have my...
I don't know if it would... I don't know. It's appearance. Does it really matter that you have to have two? Why can't you just use one for both slots? I mean, on the mannequins, all you got to do is take a copy of it and put it over there.
Yeah.
That kind of worked the same way.
It would be nice if the appearance slot worked that way, but you actually have to physically have it.
And I don't have the saber on me right now, and I'm in my dungeon, and I'm almost done. But it's Lucan's saber. Hang on a second. I'll go to Zam real quick and find it. It's really cool. I love it. Okay. I think it's really great.
You know, like, currently on Jethel, I have the Scale Splitter and the Blade of the Vixies. I'm linking that in the...
And how long did it take you to get those?
A good week. Camping and then realizing that I couldn't get the chest because I was too high a level. But yeah, I got those and I've gotten the adornments for what's on there? Greater... Well, it doesn't show the adornments, does it? Examine. It does not show the adornments. But I have the adornment on there for the crap.
It's a piercing weapon.
So anyway, yeah, I've got two greater adornments on there. And it looks good. Looks all sparkly and stuff. The only thing I don't like about that greater electricity one that you're talking about...
Mm-hmm. It turns everything black.
Yeah, it has storm clouds around it. I don't like that. Hi, Hobbs. So yeah, some sort of, if the appearance slots were just drag it here, we don't care if you actually have the item, you know, kind of like the dummies have, that would rock. Yeah, you also have the katana of the Helmain warrior that has the purple lightning.
God damn it, why can't I find the stupid thing?
I don't know.
Dogs? Eric, stop. Oh, it's going to take me a couple more minutes.
Harry, stop it.
Eric. Freeport questline, City of Freeport series. I think the cat's trying to eat Garrick. Hang on a second.
Okay, so while she's doing that and looking up stuff, I can go on to Leap Day Station Cash. Extra day, extra station cash, says Sony Online Entertainment. So all of tomorrow, the more you buy, the more you get.
Do what?
Sony Online is having extra day, extra station cash. So all day tomorrow. You can get up to, you won't get, but you get up to 4,000 bonus station cash. The more you buy, the more you get. So if you buy 500, you get an extra 100. If you buy 1,000, you get an extra 250. And then 500, then 250, and blah, 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 blah. So if you buy the 10,000 for 100, for 100 bucks, you get actually 14,000. So there you go. I'm not sure how they worked out the percentages on that, but you get extra station cash for what you buy. But if I remember correctly, let me see here. Valid only. Offer not valid for purchases made with prepaid game cards. So you have to actually buy them from the marketplace or from the website. So there you go. More station cash for more money. Money, money, money.
Money.
Alrighty.
Now this is gonna, I know where I should go.
Okay, well, I'm not gonna just have dead air, so let's just start talking.
I know, you keep talking, I'll keep looking.
Alright, let's see what else we have here for notes. Not a whole lot, really. Mobfest is your, new dungeon.
There it is. Found it.
Okay.
I'm sorry, EQ Wiki. Gotta love it.
Okay, so what'd you find?
It's a Lucanic Saber. Here, I'll get it linked up here in a second.
You're roboting. Hold on a second. Alright, try to say something now.
Something?
Yeah, let me disconnect with you and connect back. Hold on a sec. So hold on. Grab it. Okay, we have to reconnect with Elquin because her Skype is coming in a little weird. Let's see here. Call again. Calling. Hello?
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 Hi.
Hi.
Okay, that's better. Okay, so the Lucanic Saber.
Yeah, I was. What's the comment about Wiki EQ to Wikia?
Oh, that's nice.
It's where I found it real fast. Gotta love it. I tried it on Zam and I could not find it.
You know what though? That looks like the exact same thing. It is the exact same thing as the Soulfire Saber that Serest had linked earlier. Except the Soulfire Saber is on fire.
Yeah, and I don't think I can ever get the Soulfire because I cannot do. You have to kill Mayong.
Mayong. Yep.
Mayong. And I've tried kicking his butt by myself, and it don't work.
Well, I'll take somebody with you.
Fine, you can go with me. So the Soulfire Saber might work.
Yeah. And all you need to do is add that adornment, the fire one, to the one that doesn't have it. There you go. Right?
Yeah.
You get the soul fire one, then you get the one that's not on fire, then you add the fire adornment to it. Da-da-da-da! And Sarah says that he'll help you.
Okay. I've done everything up to... Isn't that what you get it from?
I have no idea. I don't know! I know not these things you speak of.
I'm looking for it, and it's not saying...
What? Wait a minute. So Rest is saying you cannot have both the Lucanic and Soulfire Sabers.
Why?
Because one upgrades from the other, apparently.
Oh.
Sorry.
Swords of Destiny timeline. Yeah, okay. Sorry, I was on the wrong wrong quest. I knew I had it from something. Right. Yeah, that changes into... The Soulfire when you kill
Mayong.
Okay. But you can't have both?
Apparently
see,
not.
Now that's what I mean. You know, how are you ever supposed to get twin swords?
Come on, Sony. Some people are fashion whores. Like me. So yeah, being able to just drop something into the appearance slot and not actually having it physically go in would rock. As far as I'm concerned.
I mean, I could see some people saying, well, you know, but I would really like to know, out of the majority of people that are equipping weapons in their appearance slot, are you going for twins, you know, matching pairs?
Oh, I am.
Or are you going for two separate different looks?
Well, why would you have two separate different looks if you're putting in the in the appearance? Unless, of course, you don't like the look of your current weapon, of course, but...
I don't know. So, wouldn't one slot, an additional slot that would be, I mean, even if you had to pay a little station cash to be able to do that, you know, to, you know, copy this weapon into an appearance, no trade item, and you can just pop it in there.
Yeah. So...
The current way saves on bank space? You mean the current way we got now?
Not really.
How does the current way that we've got right now save on bank space when I've got oodles of double items? Yeah.
Yeah, that would be nice. Having appearance only items on the shady swashbuckler.
Yeah, take your item to the shady swasher and say, "Hey, make me a forgery of this."
A forgery. There you go. I like that.
Oh yeah, that's a cool blade. I love the look of that.
Mm-hmm. He's very nice, yes. The Introverted Havoc Blade of Treachery is very nice. I like it. I'll never get it in my lifetime, but oh well. Well, that's because it's for a brigand.
Yeah, but if you only had one of that in your bank instead of... He's saying because if you need to have that item anyway, it'll be taking up space in your bank even while you're using it. But you're cutting it down by one.
Yeah, that's the way I look at it.
You know, and in other words, I could equip show like I have two of the Lucanic sabers instead of... What I have now, which is two something others, I can't look because I'm in my dungeon avatar.
Right. Anyway. Okay, so...
No, I don't think you can use appearance items that your class can't use anyway.
No, you can't. Unless, of course, you buy them from the marketplace.
But I'm just talking on swords, you know, really. I mean, instead of trying to find another matching sword so I could wear it, I could just keep one. Instead of having two katanas from, like, the pandas in Stonebrunt. Not it's Stonebrunt.
Mm-hmm.
What? No, they're over in the other one. They're in,
The Helmain village. I know.
It's not Stonebrunt. It's, I can't look right now. Maybe I can.
The Sundered Frontier.
Yes, Sundered Frontiers. Thank mm-hmm. you. I would only have to have one.
Yep.
Why not? Because that's the only slot that you've got two of that show.
Mm-hmm.
Just have it for the weapons.
Yeah.
Because if you look at your characters in the appearance, I mean, that's the only one that you would have to have. I mean, there's a, you know, you have two of something. The rest of it's all single. You're not wearing two cloaks.
I think that'd be a good thing.
Well, they might. You don't know.
You're having a conversation with someone who's using text that doesn't work for the podcast.
Okay, fine. You could read what they said.
So, yes... Having a way to just drop something into the appearance slot without having it physically go into the slot would be preferable. That way we can equip the same sword in both appearance slots. So there. That's what we're saying.
That would be, you know...
Yes. Ideal.
A way to get you to be able to use one weapon in both slots.
Mm-hmm. That'd be good.
Okay. Or they create another slot that's, you know, for both slots. Does that make sense?
So in the appearance item, in the appearance area, you're saying then one appearance slot for your equipped weapons.
Well, an extra slot that would allow to do that, yes.
Hmm. Or
a way to get like a forgery of one of your swords that you can put in that appearance slot. That is like a no trade appearance only.
Or,
you know, object.
Or you could always say, if you only have something equipped in your primary appearance slot, it appears in both.
Yes. But if you put something in the second, that would work with the mechanics, I think. Mm-hmm. If you use just the primary slot, it would appear in the secondary. But if you had one in each one would show.
Right.
I mean, that's the way. In before they came up with the appearance slots, that's the way it worked for your wrist items. If you had it on your, if you had whatever you had on your right, I mean your left wrist, I believe, showed up on both slots. I think that's how it worked. So that way you could, you know, kind of customize your things. But yeah, Lyra says not everyone wants to use swords. That's why we're saying, you know, whatever. Okay, well, work it out.
Yeah, well, they're coming up with ideas, you know, right-click on the primary slot and pick show in both mm-hmm. weapon slots. That would be nice if they had some sort of mechanic that would allow that.
Yeah, the option would be nice. So, you know, just saying.
So they're done with that. But yeah, if you go to do an adornment, you might want to check and see what type of weapon it can be put on. I guess the greater ones can only be on legendary or above. I don't know about the lesser ones because, you know, if I'm going to go with, you know, some sort of decorative thing, I want the full bore.
Mm-hmm,
So.
Can understand that.
But anyway, yeah, that was not fun, and it really didn't end up with what I wanted, and I ended up with two red swords to start with, or red to start with, and they have like a bat-like guard on them. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're cool looking, and they're not too big, and they look okay with the lightning on it, so I'll be happy for a while until I get bored and I'll pick something else.
Yeah.
But, anyway.
Okay.
So, did you even go over to ZAM and take a look at the Brewfest sneak peek?
No, I haven't.
Oh, God. There's new crafting items for your bar.
I don't have a bar.
Why not?
Because?
You know, I wonder if there is an ultimate bar out there. Has somebody created the ultimate bar in Norrath?
I will say this. The Soulfire, the Soulfire itself out of Freeport isn't really run out of Freeport anymore. The entrance is there, but then you port to their place in Hollis. And they have a bartender who is an Othmere. Is it Othmere? And he's rude. And they RP him being rude.
Yeah.
Because if you're not, I guess it's a guild hall that they're in or something like that, but anyway, you know, it's a Othmere bartender, and they have it set so no one can use him. You know, guests cannot use him. So every time you know, try to get a drink from him, he's like, I will only speak to, you know, my employer. Be gone with you.
He's one of the,
Well, I don't know what he is.
He's one of the crafter guys.
Oh, all right, whichever.
He's a crafting apprentice, yeah.
Okay, Oliver, yes.
I tried talking to my alts one, and he was rude at me in my own place. And I was like, what?
In your own place?
Uh-huh. Well, Krima's got hers next to mine, so we're sharing a spot. I mean, why not? So, but okay. He wouldn't talk to me because he belongs to her.
So, yeah, his name is Oliver. He's an Othmere, and he's very, very rude. And every time he's rude to someone, of course, he says it out loud. It's not just to you. So Torwin and anyone that works here is like, Oliver, mind your manners! And I was there just complaining about him last night. It's like, this is the worst barkeep I've ever seen in my life!
Because he's not really a barkeep!
I know!
He's an apprentice!
I know, but, you know, we're role-playing. It's like, this is the worst, rudest barkeep I've ever seen!
That's funny.
And then, a little bit later on, I look down, I emote that I'm taking a sip of my wine, and then I look down into the glass, there's Othmere hair in my wine! Damn it, Oliver!
Cute.
It's funny.
I like it.
Boy, I've had a long day.
Sorry. So, yeah, I'm grinding in my dungeon. Oh, yeah, there's reduced maker items on Station Cash, that which is why I'm in my grind dungeon running it.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the things that they've changed the price on, which really shocked me,
yeah.
And they've rearranged the dungeon maker offerings. You have to go into, let's see, builders.
Builders.
Yeah, when you go to Dungeon Maker, there used to be a whole list of buttons that ran down. Well, they made a button and they called it Builders. And you go in there and you've got decoration sets and effects and layouts and spawners. And I like the way they put them in there.
Uh-huh.
When you go into the spawners, the boss pack, Bosses of Norath, the booster pack, where you only get one random spawner out of it, and it's supposed to be like a boss, or, well, the majority of the times it's an elite. It used to be 1,800 marks. You can't buy it with Station Cast, it's marks. Now it's 150. Big difference. I like it. So I'm running my dungeon, which gives 300 marks. And, yeah, I created a grind dungeon basically for myself because, you know, if I'm going to grind in a dungeon for marks, I want something a little interesting. I do not want to do five gnolls.
Wait! Something different!
Five gnolls.
Yeah, and they're all the same type of gnoll.
Yeah.
Over and over. And I go to sleep. I found another one that was pretty good, and it was using skeletons, but still. Ten skeletons.
Hey, what's that over there?
Another skeleton.
Yes. And it was okay. So, you know, I left all the decorations up, and I just, you know, methodically went through, and I put in groups of mobs. I decreased their levels. I use the same class, but not the same mob.
Mm-hmm.
So you have groups of eyeballs, or groups of skeletons, or groups of drakes, or groups of whatever else that were in that class. I did throw some other stuff in there, just to give it kind of interesting, but it works. And there's nothing more fun than killing 10 eyeballs at once, and having all their eyes pop out at you.
Bloop.
Bloop. And, yes, I can do this thing in 90 minutes. And I'm using the warrior lady from the Aurelis Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot remember her name, and I can't look. Which is irritating. I wish there was some way you could look and see what sort of spawners and avatars you have without having to go into a dungeon and look at it. But, yeah, in 90 minutes, I can do 300 marks. And, you know, this is the sad thing. Let me see. Dungeon Maker. I have 15 likes. I have 8 awards in being number one in action, 6 awards in number one in style. Those are gold. 8 more top in action and 8 more top in style. This has only been up for 8 days, and the chance of it going, and it's green right now, which means it has a very good chance of going into the Hall of Fame.
Nice.
But it's kind of sad.
Why is it sad?
Well, because my other one in the Hall of Fame is, like, if you go into Action Recent, you have to scroll all the way to 28. Maybe it's because it's my first dungeon. It doesn't give that many marks. I don't know. But anyway, so I'm running it. I don't know. There's no style to this dungeon. I didn't do anything. Oh, I threw up a couple little extra decorations, but it's just the basic, you know, the basic crushed bone dungeon with all the crushed bone stuff in it. I didn't take anything out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I took a few things out because there were blocking mobs, or I moved stuff to give it a better feel, but...
Relina? Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Relina on the Antonio Bale server wants to know the name of the dungeon. It's just called Mob Fest.
It's called Mob Fest. It's Mob listed Fest. Under Crushbone Maps. It's called Mob Fest, 300 marks, 90-minute run.
Right.
And you can do it in 90 minutes. You just have to get used to how to pull these mobs. Some mobs you want to bum rush and take them where they're at and do not let them break up. Some mobs you're going to have to pull, and you're going to have to pull back away from the other ones. But once you got it down and you know where they're at, then it's easy. 90 minutes. Solo. You can do it. If you use the avatar I'm using, or one that can do it. I've got a book at the front that tells exactly what avatar I'm using, what damage she puts out. So if you've got an avatar that's comparable, I mean, she's a warrior, not a healer.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some mobs that get me down. I have made it through without dying before, and there's other times when I've just haven't been paying attention or didn't get my spells off right, and I've died a couple times. But still, I'm not bored. At least there's something to break things up. It's not the same mob over and over again, I'll tell you that much.
Right.
And I believe I'm using that Sister Throg.
Throg.
Like I said, there's no way for me to tell you or show you which one I'm using because I'm using it right now.
Right.
Which is kind of weird. Like I said, I wish there was some way you could look into your dungeon toolbox to see what you've got in there. If somebody does know.
It's the barbarian, right?
Yeah, the barbarian lady.
Throg the barbarian!
She kicks butt. She's got an area effect that, you know, because these guys are down arrowed enough that a few swings, what, a couple area of spells, and they're dead.
Right. Because you're using Throg the Barbarian.
In a world where you want to get dungeon marks, there's only one woman to choose for the job. Throg the Barbarian. Coming soon to a theater near you.
God.
Throg! Do you at least get to punch out a camel?
No, I do not have any camels.
No camel to punch?
Damn. There's elephants, but they do not have elephants in here.
Alright.
And like I said, they're not... I don't think there's a camel under the class that I'm using. Like I said, I am using all the same type class, except for a very few, that
right.
Just for spice, but which makes it easier to whip the cat wrap out of them really fast.
Whip the cat...
Whip the cat out of him, yes.
Whip the cat out of him? You hit me with the guitar! You're a woman?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
But I have another dungeon up and coming. It's going to take a while. I'm still working on decorating it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on the last few rooms. So I'm almost there. Then I got to go through and I got to place mobs.
Mm-hmm.
And use the decreased tier things that I have in a few spots. And that's another thing I have to bug report. I bought a 3-tier down. So it's supposed to take the mob 3 arrows down. Mm-hmm. It doesn't. It takes them 2.
Well, that's not good.
Well, yes and no. I mean, I worked around it.
Okay.
But I have to bug report. And I bought a 1-tier down. Didn't work at all.
Well, damn it. What the hell?
I don't know. That's what was going on testing, so I had to rearrange a few things. But using the tier downs, you know, I can add more mobs in a little group.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, more marks.
More marks.
You get marks for the number of mobs you kill in a dungeon.
Right, right.
So, but I've done it so they're just as quick to kill 10 of this type of mob than it does 3 normal.
So, would you say that your dungeon is on the mark?
I hope. But this next one, I'm hoping to be able to at least have a compelling storyline.
Uh-huh.
And be able to deliver the marks that people want when they're doing dungeons. Because when you're doing a dungeon, you're either, one, doing it solo,
uh-huh,
because you're looking for marks, or maybe you're with a group of people and or a couple people just to do something fun.
Hey, send a tell to Eloquent Jenna. She'll go with it. She'll go through it with you.
What?
Your mob quest. If they want marks and you're on, you'll more than likely go with them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll show you how to pull it. Everything.
Yeah. Then you'll be spot on. Sorry.
And it takes just as long with two people as it does one, because the dungeon changes whatever.
Right.
Difficulty changes for two or something, but they still go down just as quick. And like I said, there's nothing more satisfying than having 10 eyeballs all puke at you at once.
You could say
it's colorful. You know,
thump, thump, thump. So you could say the evil eye go down.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm just leaving these spots open for you, aren't I?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what I figured.
Anyway.
I'm dropping it. Fine. I won't talk about it anymore.
No. I'm just...
You're screwing with
I'm
me.
I'm tired.
Well, I'm sorry.
All right. We got a few more minutes left. What else is there to talk about?
I don't know. Is there something else on the notes? I can't look right now. I'm killing spiders.
Chatterella would like us to plug her dungeon called Skittles.
Skittles.
Taste the rainbow.
Exactly. She took me through it last week, and I enjoyed myself. I think it was pretty well put together.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to get over there. I've either been running mine or building.
Yep. Make sure to read the books as you're going through. Skittles. I liked it. Check it out. Do it! So what else we got?
I do not know.
All right, just a reminder. We do have that contest going on. If you'd like to win a copy of EverQuest 2 Age of Destiny, update your account if you don't already have AOD.
Get a friend. Give it to a friend.
Give it to a friend. Start toolboxing, whatever. And like I said, I'm not sure if it is the... I don't think that it's going to be the collector's edition. But I will find out from Brass soon, and I'll update that post at GetTheGore.org. Just remember, I want funny. Funny and most interesting ways to die. Use screenshots from EverQuest 2. I want the funniest and most interesting way to die. You can use Photoshop. You can use captions. You can type really loudly into the microphone.
Sorry. I was typing fast.
Yes, you were. And loudly. Yeah, go to kithagore.org. And you'll see the contest right there is the first post currently. And we're going to run that until the 13th. Winner gets a copy of AOD. AOD. Because, hey, we're inspired by Elkman and her ability to kill Jethel.
Thanks a lot. So they're becoming honorary rangers.
Yes, becoming honorary rangers. And killing killing themselves, really. So, put your bodies on the line, and I want funny. I want interesting. I want death. You could say these people will be dying to win AOD. Okay, I'll stop now. Alright, folks, this has been the Jethel Silverwing Show for the 28th of February, 2012, the Leap Year edition. I'll more than likely have the podcast up tomorrow, onlinegamingradio.com.
My question is, how come we're not leaping all over the place, jumping up and down? Shouldn't we be doing that?
If you have a leaper in-game, by all means, tomorrow I want you to leap everywhere.
Or that would be a good day to drag out your leapers. I think everybody's got one.
Everyone should get their leapers out tomorrow and just leap everywhere. Leap everywhere, damn it. There we go.
I'll drag out my leaper tomorrow and jump around.
You do that. I won't.
But I know you have one.
I don't like the leapers. Yeah, I have one. I don't like it, though. It's just, it's not me.
Yeah, but tomorrow's leap year. It's a good reason to use it. Oh, you can use it one day out of the year.
Lara says gelatinous cubes should be leaping mounts. A leaping gelatinous cube?
Oh, that reminds me.
Huh? What?
I have a gelatinous cube spawn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to put it in the next dungeon somehow. I'm going to work it in there.
And you will name it Lara.
I'm John Smedley from Sony Online Lara. Entertainment. And Lara, you are a Frostfell elf.
So there we go. All right, folks, I want to thank you all for tuning in. I'll have the podcast up tomorrow. Next week, more madness and some sort of interview involving the drunken dwarf and him going out to see brass. I guess we'll have to find out. Thank you very much, folks. Say goodnight, Elquin.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elquin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheesy Nibbleman!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by
a 4-pound jar of jelly beans,
2 badgers,
a package of expired Twinkies,
a sack of walnuts,
Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elkun Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.